Bigger Planet Show, episode number 60. Your 8-minute break to make the Danish way of life simple and create a lifestyle that cares for you and your coziness. OMG. I mean, episode 60. Can you believe it? 60 episodes, 60 Fridays when I pop in your podcast routine. That's such an amazing pleasure to share this moment with all of you, and I truly hope that there's going to be a lot of other Fridays. So thanks a lot for tuning in every Friday. You're more and more people to come and listen and download. That's mind-blowing to me. At the moment I'm recording, we are over 35,000 download in under a year. That's amazing. Okay, go back to today's topic, which is the basic hygge kit I am gathering and curating for summer. Let's get started. Okay, I already talked about having a portable hygge kit, and if you just need a little reminder, take a look at episode 44, and I shared how I switch from my winter hygge kit to my spring hygge kit. In today's episode, I'm just trying to bear in mind that it's summer, so we should have a portable hygge kit that fits into a bag, maybe a backpack. And it's probably one of the most simple and easy way to share hygge and over and over. Plus, bear in mind that it's time to go from spring to summer. Because yes, breaking news, hygge happens all year long. And by the way, summer is the perfect moment to load up your mood with a healthy dose of vitamin D. So grab your pen and your paper, it's time to have fun. First, let's see what the best size for a hygge kit and when you should use it. The best size is still the one that allows you to carry your hygge kit no matter which pouch, bag, backpack, luggage, you name it, you have. Think about kids who may live for a couple of weeks during a summer break, or maybe your upcoming college girl or university girl that will be far away and they may leave during summer to find a place to live. That may be something you just curate for them and just add them in their luggage as a quick reminder that yes, coziness is portable. So is a comfort zone. But it should be big enough to curate all you would need to tap into the hygge benefits. Just to name a few, hygge helps to release stress, it limits overthinking, it's also a quick way to handle a burst of anxiety. When you need some comfort after a demanding situation, stay grounded or avoid negative self-talk. Of course, those situations are the ones where you need and I need a quick, effective solution to feel better. But you may want to enjoy yoga even if everything is fine, great, okay, sweet in your life. I really want to emphasize it. Don't associate hygge only to negative moment or as a cure for everything around. If you're happy with your life, hygge can bring more depth to your actual well-being. And if you need professional help, please go and find a mental health practitioner that will provide advice and medical support. There's no shame to maintain a healthy mental state. Number two, what you should put inside your kit. That's totally up to you, and it widely depends on how you're defining hygge and what it means for you. By the way, if you're curious about yoga but you lack time learning about it with thousands of YouTube video, a dozen of tutorial, or maybe you're just tired of all those daunting learning curves, you can join the waiting list for the upcoming next launch of Hygge Made Simple. This is my beginner's course to introduce and incorporate yoga, as known as the Danish art of coziness, in your everyday life, even if you're busy or on a tight budget. Plus, to thank you for signing up to the waiting list, you'll get a copy of the Hygge roadmap, all the steps in order to begin your Hygge journey when you're a beginner. It's my complimentary gift, so visit thehyggeplanet.com/hyggemadesimple to secure your seat for our next launch. Of course, as always, all the links will be added in the podcast notes. I can't really sum up the entire Hygge Made Simple course in a 1 minute, but think about this kit as a way to stimulate your senses. So if you enjoy listening, chances are your yoga kit may include playlist, maybe an Apple Music subscription or a Spotify Pro subscription. You get the drift. If you enjoy reading, chances are your Hygge kit may include a Kindle or a hardcover book. If you love testing, maybe you will have some coffee sticks, some tea sticks, or something to eat, maybe some squares of chocolate or something. I truly, truly hope you get the drift. Number three, where you should have your Hygge kit. I carry mine on my purse, but that's not the only place where I have a Hygge kit. For example, my mom got hers in the car so she can experience yoga on the go, and she is always on the go. My amazing assistant Juniper is keeping a Hygge kit close to a home desk, which is also a workplace. So check your internal rules with your boss if you work in the corporate world, so you won't have any issue. But as a good rule of thumb, if it fits in a drawer, it may be a good way of having yoga without breaking the rules and without having issue with your superior and your boss and your, I don't know what you've got just above you. Four, what do I have in my summer kit? I really try to drink more water during hot seasons, so I have an insulated water bottle with me wherever I go, which means I have natural organic water flavoring if I'm bored with plain water. I have a bottle of bergamot essential oil to boost my mood just because the smell is incredible. I keep some picks from previous season in my kit to remind myself the good moments, and after the season, I will use them into my seasonal memory book, which helps me to create like a map or a scrapbook of everything great that happened to me, and it really filled my heart with warmth and coziness. Plus, I'm updating my playlist to something more boosting and uplifting. And yes, I'm all in hard rock. So, if you've got good suggestions about Linkin Park, Nine Inch Nails, Fall Out Boy, Taeyeon, or whatever that moves just a little, feel free to send me and drop me a mail. Guess what? It is time to rewind. Having a Hygge kit can be very simple and can be very easy, like a small box with a couple of items that you've curated because they mean something to you. As long as you find items that trigger your sense of coziness and comfort you on the right spot to cultivate this coziness, to raise this sense of comfort. And when you feel yourself comfortable enough, this sense goes within yourself and it's the internal comfort zone, and it supports your external comfort zone as well. And when this comfort zone is big enough and strong enough, it triggers and it plants the seed of self-confidence. And when you're practicing self-confidence enough, you are invincible. If you want to see what I've added and curated for my summer hugger kit, consider shopping into my Amazon store, because yes, I'm now an Amazon influencer. I will add the link in the description and the podcast notes. And until next Friday, I wish you a wonderful summer.